Now in Uganda, wearing a miniskirt could result in being arrested and fined if the parliament approves an anti-pornography bill. The proposed law would ban provocative clothing for women and censor films and other forms of entertainment. Personal internet use would also be closely monitored by officials. The plans are supported by Simon Lokodo, Uganda's ethics and integrity minister, known as his harsh stance on homosexuality. Angelo Izama is a fellow at the Open Society Foundation in Uganda, analyst. He told RFI's Raisa Isufu that the bill is used as a distraction from more pressing issues.
I suspect that the penalties included in this anti-pornography law might be used in a way to go after particular publications and therefore be used punitively.
What makes you think that?
Mainly because the moral import of this law is questionable. The proposer of the bill, the Honourable Father Simon Lokodo, is a defrocked priest from a part of Uganda where people still move around in various states of undress, and that is cultural. You know, Uganda is postures to a higher morality, but in fact, the general society is very permissive and much more liberal in its instincts. I think that social sanctioning of such a law is very, very limited. And the appetite for it is very low, and it's more likely that it is just one of these pieces of legislation that come out of the political woodwork and serve as a distraction from other pressing national issues.
Under the law, women would be arrested if they wear a miniskirt, but men won't be banned from wearing shorts. How do you explain the difference?
Remember that Uganda has made so many strides in the emancipation of women, but those strides have largely been driven by political will and legislation. So there's been very little debate on the essential equality of women and their place in society. And therefore, the resilient patriarchy sometimes reveals itself in some of these propositions. For instance, if men and women are equal, what is this whole thing about miniskirts and states of undress? That only comes from a place where women are still objectified as sexual objects.
What has been the reaction in Uganda to news of the bill?
Mainly indifference, some level of amusement. I see in Facebook several women have posted pictures of their own miniskirts. But remember that in the 60s, during the reign of Idi Amin and the reign of Milton Obote, short skirts were synonymous with urban life. So on most shelves, including, I'm sure, Father Lokodo's, there were pictures of